T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
More than double the speed for just $5 more a month for 12 months. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today to learn more. Requires EcoBill and AutoPay and 6/21/19. Restrictions apply. New basic TV and performance starter 25 megabits per second internet customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees, including BTV fee extra and subject to change. After term, regular rates apply. Actual speeds vary.
This is Gary Parrish. The Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar is a great place right next to the University of Memphis campus on the Highland Strip. And if you have an event, a birthday party, a wedding party, a graduation party, any kind of party, book some space at the Bluff. You can rent out any part of the Bluff, the front to the back to the mezzanine, and the place is big enough to accommodate 600 people. They can cater the event for you, or you can provide your own catering. Terrific rates, and you can trust that someone on staff is going to be on site to make sure your event is perfect. TheBluffMemphis.com and click the Host Your Event tab to get it booked today. TheBluffMemphis.com.
Data message rates apply. National contest. It's Unicorn Cash Time on 92.9. Every hour, weekdays from 7 a.m. through 7 p.m. And right now.
All right, this hour's word is knee. Text the word knee. K-N-E-E. Text that word right now to 72881 for your chance to win $1,000 right here on 92.9 FM ESPN. Again, your word is knee. K-N-E-E. Text that word right now to 72881 for your chance to win $1,000. I'll have another code word for you at 3 o'clock. One more time, this hour's word is knee. K-N-E-E. Text that word right now to 72881 for your chance to win $1,000. Good luck.
Now, it's Jeffrey Wright on 92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis's sports station.
The great Stevie Wonder. Thank you, Stevie. As the introduction suggests, my name is indeed Jeffrey Wright. You can follow me on Twitter at jwright929 ESPN. I'm joined by my partner in crime. He joins me each and every day on the program. He's at CDunning929 on Twitter. Connor Dunning, good day, sir.
Good day to you, and happy birthday to Stevie Wonder.
Happy birthday indeed to Stevie Wonder. Also, RIP to Doris Day, the legend who passed away. Let's celebrate what we got coming up on the program. Of course, we know Tiger basketball recruiting is hot in the streets. We're going to apply some context and tell you just how good the Tiger basketball team could be on the floor next year. We're going to take a look at a few other teams that are comparable. We're going to give you some more information about just how good this team, recruiting-wise, can be. John Gassaway does an outstanding job covering college basketball for ESPN. He's going to join us next segment. We'll get his thoughts on what he thinks about the on-court performance of this team next year. We'll also get his thoughts about some guys that the Grizzlies could perhaps be drafting if they do indeed draft. We'll get his thoughts on the big picture college basketball and more. Than at 3 o'clock, Connor's going to give you another chance to win $1,000. Unicorn Cash right here on 92.9 FM ESPN. Going to be doing it for another 3 full weeks. Make sure you are listening at the top of each and every hour, 7 a.m. till 7 p.m. for your chance to get that Unicorn Cash. Then Jason Smith's going to join us. We'll get Jason's thoughts, of course, on the latest recruiting news and more. Then at 3:25, we will finally get into the NBA playoffs because it was quite the weekend of NBA basketball. Connor and I both have some thoughts. And more importantly, Connor has a take that he's been squatting on, but he thinks he's finally ready to reveal it. So you'll find out what that take is at 3:25. I know I'm excited. You too should be excited as well. We'll get into the Google Doc. We'll get into the stories we haven't been able to get to thus far, and then we'll make way for Gary Parrish and the Gary Parrish Show. But wanted to start first here with the Memphis Tiger basketball news. Of course, on minutes after we got off the air on Friday afternoon, Lester Quiñones did indeed commit to play for the Memphis Tigers. For those that do not know, Lester Quiñones, according to 247's composite rankings, the number 49th player in the country. That is a four-star. His rating out of one, so it goes from 0 to 1, is a .9784. To add some context, anyone that's rated .97 or above is a anyone that's .97 to .98 in that range, you're a fringe five-star. Pretty much everything from a .98 and above is considered a five-star. So he's very much on that fringe aspect. Of course, we had Evan Daniels on the Jeff Calkins show today, really just mentioning, yet again, we've heard Penny Hardaway talk consistently about needing to add shooting. And Lester Quiñones most certainly adds shooting to this basketball team. And really, you can start to see the plan forming, Connor, because you and I have talked about how much we like the Milwaukee Bucks, and we like them from a construction perspective. Yep. We like them because you have a guy like Giannis Antetokounmpo, who is just an absolute, he's a dynamic game changer because he is the size that he is, but he is a guard skill set. He is just a truly generational type player. Well, it makes sense that when you have a guy like that, a guy that so not only can stretch the floor because you have to pay attention to him because of his skill set, he can spread you out from the ability to shoot, from the ability to slash and whatnot. It makes sense to surround him now with shooting. And so Lester Quiñones definitely fits that perspective. And then we also got the news yesterday that that the Tigers would be adding Arkansas Little Rock grad transfer, Rajon Tucker. Rajon Tucker, yet again, another dynamic scorer. As anyone who was in FedEx Forum in December saw when the Tigers took on Arkansas Little Rock, dude can fill it up. 41.1% three-point shooter last year, and that's not in a limited sample size. You know, I think he made 72 out of 151, if I recall correctly. So that's not a small sample size. That is a legitimate dynamic three-point shooter. So you can now start to see, okay, well, the Tigers knew they had James Wiseman. James Wiseman fills your Giannis Antetokounmpo role. Mm-hmm. Now you got to start surrounding him with more and more shooting, and the Tigers continue to do that as they add Lester Quiñones and they add Rajon Tucker. It is important to note that Rajon Tucker did clarify on Twitter he is still keeping his name in the draft. He's not signed with an agent, but presumably if he hasn't gotten the reports that he wants, he's going to be a Memphis Tiger and he's going to play 1 year, his final year of college basketball with Memphis. So what I wanted to do was I wanted to apply some context to, okay, what, how does this team stack up? Because in general, sports are relative. I've seen good teams that played in leagues that had other good teams, and that's not an indictment on that team when they lose three or four games, particularly like in football, and that team doesn't achieve what they had set out to do or what they thought talent-wise, because if there are other good teams around, it certainly makes the process much more difficult. On the flip side, I've seen teams that I didn't think were quite as good, but when the relative competition isn't quite as strong, those teams can move further. So I thought it would be important to add some context for what are we looking at on the floor with the Memphis Tigers next year. And so first and foremost, I'm sure to no surprise to anyone listening that has any idea of the way that my brain works, I immediately went to go see, okay, what are the Vegas odds saying? What are the future odds on the Memphis Tigers winning the national championship? Memphis Tigers opened at roughly an 80 to 1 long shot to win the national title. Well, now, according to BetOnline, which has live up-to-the-minute futures, the Tigers are already up to plus 3,300. So right now, they're now a 33 to 1 long shot. So they've gone from the end of the season from an 80 to 1 long shot to now a 33 to 1 long shot. The only teams with better odds than them currently right now, Louisville, Oregon, Marquette, Kansas, Villanova, Gonzaga, North Carolina, Michigan, although I would imagine you'd start to see a little bit of change in those odds given the news that John Beilein has decided to become the Cleveland Cavaliers head coach, Virginia, Michigan State, Kentucky, and Duke. Okay, those are kind of expected names from what you would think, and the truth is, I expect the Tiger odds to shrink even more.
Mm-hmm.
We've already seen them go from 80-1 now to 33-1, and I think based on some news that the Tigers could be receiving with Precious Achiuwa here in the next 24 to 48 hours, could also go the other way. According to Evan Daniels, he thinks the Tigers are the leaders in the clubhouse for Precious Achiuwa. They wouldn't change spots with anyone, but he does expect a recruiting battle to go down. Let's take a look at what the Tigers will most likely have on the floor. So we've mentioned James Wiseman. Of course, everyone knows, five-star, number one ranked player according to the composite ranking. Essentially, on that scale that I was telling you, from 1 to 0, James is a 1. And that is an elite superstar, and that's as good as basically you can do. The Tigers still expected to add Boogie Ellis, the 37th ranked player in the country. .9869, Connor.
Nice.
Thank you. On the rating scale, DJ Jeffries, 48th ranked player nationally, .9809 on the player rating scale. Lester Quinones, a 49th ranked player in the country, .9784 on the schedule, or bigger on the player rating system. Lance Thomas was a four-star, 120 ranked player nationally, .9269.
Nice.
Tyler Harris, 132 nationally, .9364. Alex Lomax, 159th nationally, .9233. Isaiah Maurice, a junior college player, so junior college ratings fluctuate a little bit, but coming into the Tigers, .8556. So if you take that ranking without including Precious Achiuwa, since he has not committed thus far, but we are giving them Boogie Ellis, that gives them the average player on the floor for the Tigers that will most likely see minutes is the 78th ranked player nationally. It's essentially a four-star basketball player, and that player rating is a .949. Now, if you add Precious Achiuwa, that rating system goes up to the average player being the 70th ranked player nationally, a four-star prospect, and a .9537 rating system. So, again, that is a high four-star rated basketball player that's the average basketball player on the floor for the Tigers. So that then becomes the question, okay, relatively, what does that look like? And if we turn to Gary Parrish's top 25-1, because that's right now the best preseason poll that we've got, because Gary updates it on a weekly, if not more regular basis, and he includes what is happening on the recruiting trail.
Mm-hmm.
So let's take a look at the teams that are currently in front of the Tigers. So the Tigers currently sitting at 6th in those rankings. And for the record, Gary is giving the Tigers Precious Achiuwa because Precious Achiuwa is likely to go to Memphis. Right now, they are the leaders in the clubhouse. It's still a recruiting battle out there, but I'm going to go ahead and give them Precious Achiuwa. So we'll be using that ranking. Again, that's a .9537 average basketball player for the Tigers on the floor. So the number one team in his poll is the Michigan State Spartans, who will return Cassius Winston, Joshua Langford, Xavier Tillman, Aaron Henry, Kyle Ahrens, Gabe Brown, and then Foster Lawyer. They will also be adding Malik Hall, Rocket Watts. God, I love that name. I hope that kid's good, because that name's awesome.
That's an unbelievable NBA name.
That is, God, I hope that kid's good. And Julius Marble. So when you add up the player rating system from 247 Sports, that gives you an average basketball player of .952. Connor, if you include Precious Achiuwa, the Tigers have a .953. Slightly better, but we still see. Okay, very much in play. Obviously, with Michigan State, you have to factor in the aspect that they're going to return experience. They're going to return older players. And we've seen in college basketball, the right mix of elite talent with older players. Newsflash, if you can get good, talented older players and then elite-level young players, that tends to work out.
Right, which is why Rajon's such a big deal.
Absolutely, there's no question on that. But we see Memphis right there, neck and neck with Michigan State. Now we look at the number two team in the country, according to Gary Parrish, and that's Duke. They're expected to return Trey Jones, Marquez Bolden, Alex O'Connell, Jack White, Javon Delarie. They're going to add Vernon Carey, Matthew Hurt, Wendell Moore, Cassius Stanley. When you add up the player rating system of all of those guys, that's 0.977. So I hope everyone's sitting down for this. Duke not only has a lot of talent, they will be returning even more talent because they're going to be adding to their already very, very talented roster of Jones, Bolden, especially. They're going to be adding Matthew Hurt, the 11th ranked player in the country, Vernon Carey, the 6th ranked player in the country, Wendell Moore, the 28th ranked player in the country, and Cassius Stanley, the 36th ranked player in the country. So no surprise, that team's slightly better than Memphis. All good. The number 3 team in the country, according to Gary Parrish, is Kentucky. Kentucky will return Ashton Hagans, Emmanuel Quickley, E.J. Montgomery, Nick Richards. They're expected to add Jaden McDaniels, Khalil Whitney, Tyrese Maxey, Johnny Juzang, Keon Brooks, Dante Allen. When you add up what they have and what they return, according to 247 Sports, the net rating of that team is 0.989. It should come as no shock to everyone out there that when you look at the average rating, according to 247 Sports, of every player on the floor, Kentucky is going to have the most talented basketball team in terms of the average basketball player. I don't think anyone's going to be surprised by that. So far, so good. We can completely understand why Michigan State's ahead of the Tigers. We can completely understand why both Duke and Kentucky are ahead of the Tigers. The number 4 team in the country, according to Gary Parrish, is the Louisville Cardinals. Louisville will be under year 2 of Chris Mack. Year 2 in college athletics is always a big year in terms of when you're adding a big-name coach because he's finally able to get done with the transition class. We're seeing this up close in person. The transition class that Penny Hardaway added was about as good as expected.
Right.
Considering when you add context, what he was able to accomplish in terms of a recruiting class given the limited amount of time when he was hired and whatnot, that makes total sense. You have your full year where you get to get your full recruiting class in, and then you make the roster start to look exactly like you want to, and that's exactly what we're seeing not only with Penny Hardaway, but that's what we'll also be seeing with Chris Mack. Jordan Norwa will return. Dwayne Sutton, Stephen Enoch, Malik Williams, Ryan McMahon, Darius Perry. That's what they have coming back for the Cardinals. They will be adding a huge recruiting class, Samuel Williamson, the 18th ranked player in the country. They will be adding Aiden Iguion, David Johnson, Josh Nickelberry, and Jalen Withers. When you add all of that up for a average player rating, that's 0.946 for the Cardinals. Again, if you have Precious Achiuwa for the Tigers, still slightly ahead. Then we look at Kansas, the team that is directly in front of the Memphis Tigers. Duke up. Azubuike is, of course, returning. Devin Dotson, Ochai, Agbaji, Marcus Garrett, David McCormick, Mitch Lightfoot. Yes, Mitch Lightfoot will be returning for his 10th and final season at the University of Kansas this year. They're expected to add R.J. Hampton, Isaac McBride, Christian Braun, and Tristan Inaruna. The average player ranking for them is 0.965, so the Tigers slightly behind that. But when you look at it in big picture in terms of context of what's actually going to be on the floor, Connor, this Tiger basketball team is deservedly so when you start to see the favorites in terms of college basketball. And I'm not saying the expectation should be a national championship team because we just noticed also that while the Tigers are expected to be very good, there's teams that are noticeably better in terms of the average person on the floor. But I do think one of the biggest aspects of what I like about this Tiger team is they're not just going out and trying to add best available player.
Right.
You can tell there is clearly a plan for the Memphis Tiger basketball roster next year. They know they have James Wiseman. James Wiseman is a special individual. He is an individual that you clearly should build around. But they're doing what I think is the smart thing in that they're adding perimeter shooting, which is obviously huge. Because when you go back and you look at Tiger shooting numbers, they basically have not shot over 38% since 2012 as a basketball team from behind three, And now what you're starting to see is every single one of these guys makes sense. Boogie Ellis is an outside shooting point guard. Lester Quinones, a lethal outside shooter.
Rajon Tucker. Already seen him do it at the college level, shoot over 40% from behind the arc. And then you start to factor in what else the Tigers are adding. They're adding length defensively, obviously, with DJ Jeffries. When you think about the length that they're adding, most likely with Precious Achiuwa on top of just God-given talent.
Right.
This roster makes as much sense as any one of these rosters that we're looking at. Of course, the difference being is that when you look at Duke and when you look at Kentucky, a little more top-end talent, but the Tigers are very balanced throughout.
Yeah, it's an extremely balanced team. The good thing what the Tigers are going to be able to do is they can score in all facets of the game. They can score inside the paint. They can score in the mid-range. They'll be able to score from outside, and their fast break game will be a big thing for them. I think Rajon Tucker is a great player. I think that his veteranship is going to be really good for this team because early in the season, when this team's still trying to figure out how to win some games, he's the type of guy that can come in here and be like, I got this, and just take over the games. We saw it in the form. I mean, that dude can put up buckets fast. And you said, and like you've said before, he's a 40% shooter, not just for last year, but also for his career, which so he's consistent.
Was not an outlier.
Was not an outlier. That is a consistent shot that you can count on in games. And I think it's a huge, huge deal that he's coming. So, I mean, we've talked about it a couple different times with every single guy that commits. What do you think the expectation level is now? Because I said I think it may be a little unfair to be Sweet 16, but I think it might be a fair expectation to have now.
No, I decided last week when I thought the recruiting buzz was no longer recruiting buzz when I started to see that, okay, they're going to add these guys. When your roster is going to be what it is, if their roster does include, and as I expect it at this moment in time, their roster is James Wiseman, Boogie Ellis, DJ Jeffries, Lester Quinones, Precious Achiuwa, Lance Thomas, Tyler Harris, Alex Lomax, Isaiah Maurice, that team, the expectation for that team should be the second weekend of the NCAA tournament.
Absolutely.
And from that point forward, as you and I have mentioned time and time again, that's where kind of the tournament being a crapshoot becomes somewhat of a risky proposition. But the thing that I really like about this Tiger team is this team makes sense, particularly on paper.
Yeah.
It makes a lot of sense. And I'm not just saying that because, oh, clearly they've updated the roster. They've got better players and they've upgraded their roster. It's like, no, I like what they're doing in terms of there clearly is a vision. There clearly is a plan. And I think the way that they're going about it is a particularly, what we're also seeing is I think it's a particularly attractive brand. And that's why I think part of the reason a lot of Tigers are going to have success on the recruiting trail, because what you're seeing is, hey, with a guy like James Wiseman, you're going to get open looks, mm-hmm. and you're not going to have to look over to the bench to see if you got the green light to take it.
Right.
Penny Hardaway's already proven in year one, he's not afraid of tempo on the offensive end. And then when you look at it on the defensive end, this team is so much longer, so much faster. And I think this has an opportunity to be a really darn good, really darn good basketball team that's going to be a lot of fun to watch. We're going to ask John Gassaway what he thinks about the way that the Tigers should be perceived coming into the year. We'll also get his thoughts on Darius Garland. We'll get his thoughts on other prospects for the Grizzlies, should they indeed be drafting, as we'll find out, what, a week from tomorrow? Is that correct?
Tomorrow is the lottery.
Tomorrow's the lottery.
Yeah.
Beg your pardon.
Tomorrow's the lottery.
Yes.
Snuck up on us.
Tomorrow's the 14th.
Yeah.
That shows you where I've been.
Pray for Zion.
Yes, exactly. Prayers for Zion. When we come back, we'll talk with John Gassaway of ESPN, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Hey, it's Eric Hasseltine for Sleepy's East, 2790 Kirby Whitten Road, corner of Kirby, Whitten, and Summer. Sleepy's East Mattresses and Furniture by Michael Zellner, where they never have sales like other mattress or furniture stores because their prices are always 50 to 80% below retail prices every single day. Now, you can get a 10% discount on anything in the store when you mention our radio station, this radio show, any radio host or producer, they'll give you that extra 10% off. What's the difference in Sleepy's East? Well, it's service. It's taking care of people. That's what Michael Zellner does. And his staff can help you find the furniture that turns your house into a home. Stop sleeping on a lumpy old mattress. Stop sleeping on a busted up old couch or looking at bad dining room furniture. Check out the great selection. Serta Eye Comfort, Serta Perfect Sleeper, Simmons Beauty Rest Mattresses, furniture by the signature designed by Ashley and Benchcraft. And you can even make your own pillow at the Fill Station Pillow Kiosk. Sleepy's East, 2790 Kirby Whitten Road, corner of Kirby Whitten and Summer. Call him today, 692-6200. 692-6200, Sleepy Z's, where you never wake up on the wrong side of the bed.
I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. I am often asked, what is the value of my case? The answer, of course, depends on your injuries, liability, and the damages to you financially. And it also very much depends on the law firm you hire to represent you. Many times, firms are hired without much thought or research. All firms are not the same, not even close. I know of firms and lawyers who haven't tried a case in years, maybe never. The insurance company knows who they are, too. Some lawyers need the money more than you do. Go to ForThePeople.com and look at our verdicts in court. Here you will see injuries just like yours. You will see what the insurance company offered and, more importantly, what a jury decided. You will have an idea what your case may be worth in our hands. And just because you've already hired a lawyer doesn't mean you can't fire them before it's too late. Happens all the time. For over 30 years, Morgan & Morgan has been here at your time of need. There's only one Morgan & Morgan. On your cell, dial pound law, pound law. That's all.
Spring is here. You can feel it and smell it. NBA playoffs underway. Baseball every night. If you're like me, Gary Parrish, you're probably going to spend a lot of time watching games inside and outside. And if you want to sip a drink while you're doing it, could I interest you in New Amsterdam Vodka? It's a premium 80-proof vodka made from the finest quality grains. It's 5 times distilled for unparalleled smoothness, filtered 3 times to create a soft finish. As you surely know by now, it's so smooth you can drink it straight. And yes, it really is what I buy when I'm inside the liquor store. And that's because it's an awesome vodka that's reasonably priced, which is among the reasons it's the fastest-growing brand of vodka in the United States of America. If you're into flavored vodkas, New Amsterdam offers a variety. The newest is grapefruit, but they also have apple, peach, orange, mango, pineapple, redberry, coconut, lemon, and raspberry. And check this out. New Amsterdam now also has a gluten-free vodka. So if you're on a gluten-free diet, that's the vodka for you. Please ask for it by name when you're in a bar, restaurant, or liquor store. New Amsterdam Vodka. Pour your soul out. It's on the web. New Amsterdam Spirit.
Hi, welcome to this Subway ad for the pizza sub collection. How do you want it?
I'll have the best man speech.
A toast to the perfect marriage of pizza and sub at Subway. Nobody thought it would work out. No offense. But seeing you two together proves anything is possible. You want a supreme pizza sub? Go get it. Pepperoni, why not? Triple meat, it's just right. Because at the end of the day, it's still pizza on the inside. Subway, make it what you want.
Sorry, it's the red onions.
Limited time only at participating restaurants.
Today, business happens here, here, and virtually anywhere. Because today, innovative companies are reinventing the way business happens. And they need people who can keep up with the expertise and technology to get packages to over 150 million delivery points. So, who can help you deliver the future of commerce? The United States Postal Service. See why we deliver more e-commerce packages to homes than anyone at usps.com/future.
If you're like me, you take walking seriously. So you wear Go Walks from Skechers. They're the only walking shoes I know that have the 5 ables. What does that mean? You want walking shoes that are comfortable, breathable, washable, adorable, and affordable. That's the 5 ables, and Skechers Go Walks have it all. They've got air-cooled Goga Mat insoles for lasting comfort. They're made with washable, breathable materials. They're adorable, and they're wonderfully affordable. They're very able shoes. Get Skechers Go Walks at a Skechers store near you or wherever stylish shoes are sold.
If you thought attending college while holding down a job was out of the question, CBU's College of Adult Professional Studies can help you make it work. We offer flexible 8-week courses to fit your busy work schedule and budget. And CBU has options to count work experience toward your degree, which saves you money. Contact us today at 901-321-3291 or visit cbu.edu/CAPS. That's cbu.edu/CAPS or 901-321-3291. Work on your degree while you work.
Now, we're back with Jeffrey Wright on 92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis' sports station.
John Gassway covers college hoops for ESPN. You can go follow him on Twitter, at John Gassway, kind enough to join us now. John, I want to start here. When you're looking at teams that are obviously adding high-level recruits to their rosters, something we see year in, year out with Duke, with Kentucky, with other big name schools, how do you start the season by evaluating just how good they are, given the fact that it's an unknown with young players?
Yeah, good question. Duke and Kentucky have given me
a lot of experience of trying to answer that for the last decade. And with Kentucky last year, I thought, hey, this is going to be a good team. And for the first two-thirds of the season, boy, did I look wrong. Then they came on strong at the end. So maybe maybe I can kind of be trusted to answer that. But a rough rule of thumb that I developed was that if these teams, and obviously Memphis isn't in, you know, exactly the same boat, but with teams that really heavily rely on freshmen coming in, have a high churn rate, I'm still looking for, you know, 2 to 3 solid veterans in that rotation, whether or not they're starting. Even if you've got, say, the number one player in the country, hypothetically speaking, we've learned from past experience that having all freshmen or close to all freshmen on the floor, that that can also bring hazards with it, even if, you know, they're insanely highly rated. So the veterans do play a part, and fortunately for Memphis fans, there will be a veteran or two on the floor next season in addition to a highly accoladed freshman.
How can you evaluate what a guy like Rajon Tucker is going to bring to the Tigers? Because obviously Rajon shot it he's consistently throughout his career shot it at, you know, over 40%, but last year he scored a lot on a really bad team. How do you kind of factor in what somebody who might have put up big numbers on a bad team can bring to a team that's got good players around him?
Yeah, it's the on a really bad team part that impresses me most about Tucker. And diving even a little deeper in, it was the Little Rock offense in particular that was extremely bad. So it's not like the scouting report for playing Little Rock last season was all that complex or difficult. It was just stop Tucker, and he still had a great year. So, I mean, there's a couple of, you know, fronts on which he is very impressive. That's one. Last season, you know, no surprise, Little Rock was his second stop. Memphis will be his third. But last season was his first full season as a starter. He was a substitute with occasional start only in his first two seasons at Florida Gulf Coast. So, I mean, he has rocketed up the hierarchy in college basketball over the course of three seasons. And ordinarily, this would be the part where I'd be saying, now, the American's a tough conference and there will be an adjustment, and it's not the same as the Sun Belt. But Tucker has shown me that he can make that jump. He was making his shots from both sides of the line last year. He was carrying the offense, and I expect good things from him more or less right away on an offense where he's going to have way more help than he did last season.
Where does the American stack up for you? Because I know when tournament time came around, we were discussing how the SEC, the Big Ten, the Big 12 pretty much consistently, and the ACC consistently throughout the year, those had been the top conferences when we saw one representative from each of those conferences. But when you start getting outside of those four, where does the American stack up for you?
Well, the American is a very unusual league nationally because the top of it, and you were speaking in terms of about four teams, maybe five even, the top half roughly is on a level with the major conferences. And as listeners know, actually, top to bottom, the American was stronger statistically than the Pac-12, which had a terrible season. So, but the American's a little more schizophrenic that way because the bottom half is nothing to write home about, of course. So you don't usually see that kind of divergence. I mean, obviously, you can have cases where there's a great team in a conference. Gonzaga is that in their conference year after year. Obviously, you can have cases where there's one absolutely horrible team bringing down the numbers for everybody. The American's more interesting than that. I mean, they've got a solid contingent going both ways, but the top half of the league is the functional equivalent of major conference basketball. And, you know, anybody who saw the likes of Houston or Cincinnati last year already knows that very well.
John Gassway of ESPN joining us here on the program, kind enough to talk some college basketball. Last question, kind of big picture. Before, I wanted to ask you about a couple of draft guys that you have took a pretty deep dive on. When you look at the Pac-12 and you kind of like look where the SEC was, let's say, you know, 7-8 years ago, where oftentimes that league was only getting 3 bids, if, you know, sometimes they get a extra team in the first 4. But then we started to see how they changed scheduling. Of course, obviously, new money came in. They started making some new hires. For you in the Pac-12, are they where the SEC was 10 years ago, or are they in a little bit more of a crisis?
They're in a bit more of a crisis, to my mind, and that can be shielded by looking at the number of bids, because not all bids are created equal, and there's a big difference between, you know, sneaking a few teams in and maybe even having a bid thief, and get, you know, you can have you know, two or three bids, but those can be really good teams. The worrisome thing about the Pac-12, in addition to, you know, having slipped statistically in behind the American last season, is that you know, we've never seen, and by never, I mean, who knows? I mean, in the one and done era, you know, last 10, 12 years, we have not seen a major conference top to bottom be this weak on paper. The Pac-12 was this weak about 7 years ago, and that's it. Even the SEC at its low ebb, which, as you say, was about 5 or 6 years ago, wasn't quite as bad as what we've seen from the Pac-12 last season. And the last thing I would add is each of the last 3 years, the Pac-12 has grown weaker. Now, there is something of an asterisk next to that. Obviously, last year was a weird season for Arizona in all kinds of off-court ways, for all kinds of off-court reasons. They've got a highly, highly rated recruiting class coming in. The courtroom events happen. Sean Miller is still sitting in that chair in Tucson. So, you know, maybe next season will be a new dawn for the Pac-12. But this really is as bad as it gets for major conference basketball that we saw last year.
John Gassway of ESPN joining the program. And then we only have a couple more minutes with you, so I wanted to ask you this. So the Grizzlies have a legitimate shot of picking inside the top four. They could also pick at eight, or they could convey the pick. I think we all pretty comfortably know Zion Williamson's going number one, so there wouldn't be a ton of speculation if the Grizzlies were to get that pick, what they should do with it. It appears Ja Morant has solidified himself as the second pick. But if the Grizzlies wind up four, let's say R.J. Barrett ends up going, R.J. Barrett, Ja Morant go two and three in some order, depending on which teams like which players more. But if the Grizzlies are sitting at four and they have Brandon Clark, Cam Reddish, Jarrett Culver, DeAndre Hunter, Darius Garland available, who do you think makes the most sense? If you had to bet on one of those guys ending up being the most productive pro, who would you bet on?
Yeah, that is, first of all, those are some great choices. And Garland is the wild card because we have not seen him against college competition. He'll get some, I know that that's not a sexy name for the reason I just said. There's nobody, you know, dwelling on college YouTube clips of Garland. However, if he stacks up the way his scouting report does, there's a lot to like about his position. He's a skilled point guard. There's a lot to like about his age. So, I mean, he's got some things that, you know, would not arise in the conversation where we talk about every other name you just said who are very familiar. Obviously, Reddish, the thing that was encouraging about him when his threes were going in, he was also showing some really good things on defense. You can say the exact same thing about Hunter from the opposite direction. Obviously, he was always looking good on defense playing for Tony Bennett. And then as things came to a rush at the end of a national championship season there, he was hitting threes, including one historically big three. And then Culver, you know, he's a really interesting case. Again, the age looks good. He certainly knows his way around defense, having played with Chris Beard. The question mark there is going to be what exactly he can give you on offense. And, you know, I don't expect him to be a featured scorer in the NBA, but can he at least help you stretch the floor? So those would be the questions I would have with those guys.
John, we really appreciate your time, my man. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
That's John Gassway of ESPN. I do think that's going to be one of the interesting questions, Connor, I think, moving forward for the Tigers. When we look at how their roster is constructed, there's obviously going to be the influx of new young guys. And in general, those are going to be the most talented guys. Perhaps maybe the most talented player in all of college basketball next year will be playing for the Tigers in James Wiseman. Because when you look at a lot of early 2020 mock NBA drafts, he very well could go 1-1 in that draft. But it is going to be interesting to see how the Tigers fill in the rest, because when you look at what the expected starting five would be, let's say it's Boogie Ellis, let's say it's Boogie at the point, we'll say Lester at the two, Rajon at the three, Precious at the four, James at the five, and then your rotational guys then become DJ Jeffries, Damian Ball, then they become Tyler Harris, Alex Lomax, Isaiah Maurice. It is going to be interesting because, as he points out, the teams that have added young talent and gone the farthest are teams that do it with the right mix of veterans and young guys, whereas the Tigers, even with one of their veteran guys in Rajon Tucker, still going to be a new face for the Tigers.
Right. Right. I think that one thing we can kind of look at Duke's team from last year, basically when their bench squad came in, there was no hope. It was so gross. I think that one of the best things for the Tigers this year, I think that Penny and the staff have a plan, like you have said. I think that they are going to figure out a way to get all these guys playing time. I do think that there was a plan in place. I don't think that they were just like, let's just grab everything and figure it out after that. I think that Tyler Harris and Alex Lomax and Isaiah Maurice and all DJ Jeffries, Damian Ball, all these guys will have a place on this team next year, and they're going to come out firing. Having these guys off the bench, a couple of them are scorers. That's going to be great. Having Alo at the point to kind of run everything. Damian Ball is a great combo guard to have. And then DJ and Tyler can just fill up buckets, and then Isaiah can help you on the boards. This team has an actual second unit. And in college basketball, I think a second unit can separate a good team from a great team. And that's why I'm pretty excited about the combination of players they have coming in.
It's not so much just that they could have a second unit. For me, it also gives them flexibility in terms of changing what their game plan is from game to game. Because
right.
As Evan pointed out this morning, Damian Ball, he thinks, is someone that when everyone looks at the Tiger recruiting class, everyone's going to overlook. Because when you look at Damian Ball, as he points out, he's already an elite defender.
Yeah, Damian Ball is definitely being slept on, I think, by everyone with this recruiting class. He is he's a big combo guard. This kid's 6'4", 185. He's going to be valuable for this team next year.
Well, and then we said, okay, well, if your starters are Boogie, Lester, Rajon, Precious, Wiseman, you might have an opportunity where one day you go, okay, well, we need to put DJ in there because we need his length on the perimeter, particularly on the defensive end. And so then it allows you kind of mix and match based on certain matchups, certain games. And I think that's something that I don't think is an accident. I do think that there was a design in place, and I do think Penny Hardaway has very clearly, whether or not he's come out and stated it for the record, I think it's very obvious that there is a plan in place because this very much makes sense. Okay, we saw yesterday one of the most ridiculous game-winning shots we've ever seen. I believe, don't hold me to this, but I do believe it was the first ever buzzer beater in a Game 7 in a playoff game. I believe in terms for Kawhi Leonard. I believe that is correct. But, of course, there's always going to be the fallout.
Mm-hmm.
And the fallout, of course, is what do the Philadelphia 76ers do? Reports then emerged quickly before the game that if Brett Brown didn't win Game 7, it was unlikely that he would be back. Well, now we have another report about perhaps Ben Simmons getting traded for one LeBron James. We're going to tell you about the likelihood. We're going to tell you about this report. We got a couple other interesting aspects of the 76ers that involved betting involving Jimmy Butler, Brett Brown's return, as well as preseason trades. We're going to get into all of that, of course, and then we're going to figure out whether or not this LeBron James thing has any legs to it when we come back right here on 92.9 FM, ESPN.
It's Unicorn Cash.
Yeah!
Your chance to win $1,000 with the cash code on 92.9. Coming up at 3 p.m.
This is firefighter Raphael Porriette for Firehouse Subs. Introducing new Firehouse Pairs. Pair your favorite small sub with a signature side like the awesome 5-Cheese Mac and Cheese. And remember, a portion of every purchase at Firehouse Subs goes towards helping first responders. Firehouse Subs. Enjoy more subs. Save more lives. Participating locations only. Firehouse Subs will donate a minimum of $1 million in 2019 to the Firehouse Subs Public Safety Foundation by donating 0.11% of every purchase.
Thompson Machinery is committed to helping you get the job done fast and efficient, helping to grow your business. That's why we're offering 0% financing for 48 months when you buy a new Cat compact track loader, skid steer loader, mini excavator, backhoe, and more. No matter if you're looking to buy or rent, we've got the right solution to fit your job site needs. Pick up your Cat machine today or visit us at tmcat.com/bigtimesupport. Thompson Machinery, your local Cat dealer.
If you're looking for a reason to work with a local GEICO agent, I have all of them because I'm the voice of reason. Reason one, GEICO agents could help you save on more than car insurance. Reason two, they can help tailor your policy to fit your needs. Reason three, they're local. And four, they're local. Yes, I already said that, but it's still a good reason.
And if you're looking for more ways to save, your local GEICO agent could help with more than just your auto insurance. Stop by or give them a call today. They're here to help.
Let's observe the inflatable noodle man. His constant undulating entices people to look at me, look at me. He's tireless and brainless. A literal airhead. Curiously, however, the inflatable noodle man, when hearing that GEICO not only saves people money, but also has an award-winning app that makes it easy to manage one's policy, he knows you should switch. Because yes, switching to GEICO is a no-brainer. Just ask an inflatable noodle man. Carefully, they are unpredictable creatures.
Fast, reliable internet. Is that important to your business?
We couldn't work without it.
At Comcast Business, we go beyond fast with amazing solutions and a great deal.
What kind of solutions?
Well, how about automatic 4G LTE backup for complete reliability?
I like the sound of that. What else?
Powerful Wi-Fi that keeps your employees connected and bandwidth you can allocate between your customers and employees.
I didn't know Comcast Business did that.
Oh, I'm not done yet. Advanced voice solutions at affordable prices. How about business TV that keeps customers entertained?
Okay, I'm convinced. But didn't you say something about a great deal?
Right now, get started with 75 megabit internet for $49.95 per month for 2 years when you add two voice mobility lines and sign up for EcoBill and automatic payment. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Monthly service charge increases by $10 without EcoBill and autopay. Offer ends 5/21/19. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Equipment taxes and fees extra subject to change. Backup limited. Update hours.
Hey guys, time to get ready for summer. Now, if you've done your part at the gym, it's time to let University Plastic Surgery Group help you with that little extra push. It's called Cool Sculpting. You can freeze away the fat with the world's number one non-invasive fat reduction procedure. University Plastic Surgery Group can help you achieve your workout goals because they're going to target the trouble areas. It's a 45 to 60 minute procedure. You can do it on your lunch hour. Keep your edge at work and look good this summer. Call 350-4858 or visit utuniversityplasticsurgeons.com today.
Hey, Mid-South, this is Chris Murphy with Inman Murphy Termite and Pest Control. It's summertime, and once again, I'm here to invite you to exceptional service. With our five-star reputation, we can take care of all your termite and pest control needs all summer long. Give us a call at 388-0852. That's 388-0852. And find out what your friends and neighbors are talking about. Or you can check us out online at inman-murphy.com. That's inman-murphy.com.
Down home, a full meal deserves full flavor. Right now, feast on Church's spicy tenders with fries, biscuit, jalapeno pepper, and an apple pie. That's full belly bliss for just $5.
Church's, bringing that down home flavor.
Offer valid at participating locations.
Now, we're back with Jeffrey Wright on 92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis' sports station.
Coming up in about 13 minutes, Connor's going to give you another opportunity to win $1,000. It's the Unicorn Cash Contest right here on 92.9 FM ESPN. Text the cash code to 72881 for your chance to win $1,000, 7 a.m. until 7 p.m. right here on 92.9 FM ESPN. Jason Smith's also going to join us at the top of the next hour. We'll get into Tiger basketball recruiting as well as expectations and more for the Tiger basketball team next year when Jason joins us at the top of the next hour. We mentioned this at the end of the last segment. Wanted to expand upon it a little bit. According to Tom Haberstroh of NBC Sports, a trade for Ben Simmons and LeBron James is apparently a very real possibility, according to NBC Sports. The logic behind the potential swap of the two all-stars is that the Sixers could look to trade Simmons, given his inability to space the floor around centerpiece Joel Embiid, while playing in Philadelphia would give James a better opportunity to compete for championships as he ages than the Lakers as currently constructed. According to Haberstroh, quote, fair or not, Simmons failing to add some semblance of a jump shot in year two of his career is seen as a reason that Philadelphia has to put him on the trade block. Perhaps this is just wishful thinking by rival executives. There's been no indication from the Philly side that Simmons is being floated or will be floated this summer. It's early in the process. Leonard's shot just fell through the net. But one Western Conference executive brought up a name that could be a Simmons trade target. That name is LeBron James. Quote, according to the executive, I think they very well might explore that, said a rival executive of Philadelphia. James doesn't have a no-trade clause, but he shares the same clutch sports agent with Ben Simmons and Rich Paul. James has two seasons left on his deal before he can become a free agent. After a disastrous offseason in which their president of basketball operations abruptly resigned and they struck out on their top two head coaching targets in Monty Williams and Tyronn Lue, the Los Angeles Lakers honestly believe they can put a championship contender the next two seasons? If the answer is no, trading James has to be on the table. If you're going to do that, there's a short list of players that would be worthy of trading for the king. Simmons is certainly good enough to be on that list. Okay, but before everyone thinks that that's just indeed off-season, you know, these type of emotional reactions that we see after a painful loss, I do think it's interesting to note there are a couple of other future bets that we've now seen pop up on Vegas boards. Will Joel Embiid or Ben Simmons be traded before the 2019-2020 season? If you want to bet yes, you'd be getting 4-to-1 odds, meaning plus 400. If you bet $100, you would win $400. If you bet no, you would have to put down $700 to win $100. So obviously no, a heavy favorite, but it's not, those odds are not like astronomical,
right,
in terms of likelihood. And I thought this was another interesting one. Will Brett Brown be fired before the season? Yes is another favorite at 1-to-5, so meaning you'd have to put $500 down to win $100. No is a plus 300 favorite, so if you put down $100, you'd win $300. I thought this one, though, was the most interesting aspect of it all, Connor. Jimmy Butler's team to start the 2019-2020 season. The Philadelphia 76ers are the significant favorites at 4-to-5. The next closest team is Houston at 5-to-1, the Knicks at 6-to-1, Brooklyn at 7-to-1, the Clippers or the Lakers, you get a split at the exact same odds at 8-to-1, and Chicago and Miami at 10-to-1. I ask you this, is this take really that hot that LeBron James could very well be traded to the Sixers?
I mean, it's a hot take in the sense of, like, it just kind of came out of nowhere. It's not going to happen. It doesn't, I mean, from a basketball standpoint, it doesn't make any sense for either team. I mean, the Lakers' biggest problem last season was shooting. So we're going to trade our arguably the best player in the NBA history for someone that can't shoot the ball. Why does that make any sense?
Sixers, it makes sense in that if you have LeBron and it's still a young core that doesn't appear to be going anywhere, if you can get LeBron, the idea would be that you could get Simmons at 21, correct? Ben's 21?
I believe so.
At 21, and I think he'd be 22 next year. So you get Simmons at 22 years old, and then you keep building the young core. That's the idea. And the Sixers, according to LeBron's own PR team, that was the team that finished second in the LeBron James sweepstakes last summer.
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't know. It just doesn't seem like to me that the goal for the Lakers right now is to start building for the future. I mean, how long has it been since they've had a successful playoff run? They're kind of in win-now mode, so why would you?
I guess the rebuttal to that would be, how long has it been since they've had what appears to be a plan other than, let's just go get LeBron?
I mean, but it's only been for one season. That's why it doesn't make any sense for me for the 76ers to give up on Ben yet. I mean, we said last week, I think he gets another year. I mean, a huge red flag yesterday was that he only shot the ball 5 times in Game 7 NBA playoffs. That was kind of scary, and it looked like that he wanted to pass the ball off. He was kind of pulling it at Chris Webber in the early 2000s playoffs there. But I don't know, man. It just doesn't make any sense to me that Philly would trade for a guy that would also LeBron is not the best floor spacer. Philly's biggest problem also was shooting. So the swap to me feels like it would just be both teams are kind of in the same place, but Philly got better, Lakers got worse, and Philly may have just won a championship with that trade. So why would the Lakers do that? It doesn't make any sense. I don't know why there's not enough incentive for the Lakers, because of LeBron for Ben Simmons swap is pretty lopsided in my opinion. Ben has great potential, but putting him with the same squad that LeBron had on the Lakers, if they didn't make the playoffs with that team, they're not going to make the playoffs if you just throw Ben Simmons into it. It's not going to change anything. If anything, it makes that team worse.
Well, to your point, Simmons, the person that his game's most clearly linked to and compared to is LeBron James,
right.
But LeBron's clearly a better shooter. What I think makes it fascinating is that I do think Philly's going to have to internally weigh this question of, our two best players are Joel Embiid and Ben Simmons, and they clearly don't maximize each other.
Right. Yeah, this marriage is going to eventually end, and I do think it ends with probably Ben Simmons either being traded or walking away. I just don't think it's going to be for LeBron James. Now, all this being said, I don't think trading LeBron is off the table. I think it'd be kind of a, like, we have to do something now kind of move. It's kind of like last-case scenario. Everything kind of went wrong. We got to trade LeBron. I do think that that may be in play. But for Ben Simmons, it just doesn't make any sense to me, because it would be kind of like just moving sideways. It doesn't really change the trajectory of your team. But I agree with you. The Sixers have a decision coming up very soon of what they want to have to do. To me, it seems like Joel Embiid is their guy. It seems like Philly has embraced him, the coaching staff, the front office, everybody. It seems like that he is their guy. Ben Simmons kind of feels like the outsider, if anything. So that's why, I don't know, like if you were a Philly fan, long term, would you rather them stick with Embiid or Simmons, considering Embiid's injury history as well?
That's the problem. In general, I think you have to say Embiid, because like when we were comparing Embiid and Jokic last week, there's a clear history. Both are front court players, and Jokic stays consistently more healthy.
Right.
And that has to be factored in. But in terms of if you're looking at guys that are already on your roster and it becomes, okay, Simmons versus Embiid, I think the bigger question is who gets the bigger return. Does Simmons get a bigger return than Embiid for the injury history, or does Embiid get a bigger return because someone sits there and goes, man, when this guy's good, he is the best center in the league, and now that we've started to see him in playoff moments and whatnot, I think the injury stuff was the early part of his career, but now we're starting to see he's learned how to take care of his body better. He's learned how to be a pro better. And then maybe you get someone that jumps on that.
Mm-hmm. That's an interesting question. I would say that Embiid probably gets more from a contender, but Simmons would get more for a team looking for a long-term plan. The thing with Embiid, this offseason, his number one thing is he's got to get in shape. I mean, he had an entire season to get in shape, and we saw that he's constantly tired all the time. He's a warrior, and he played his ass off in this series, and he left everything on the floor, but he was still out of shape. I mean, there were moments in the fourth quarter last night where he just couldn't even jump for rebounds because he was so exhausted. And I don't really blame Brett Brown for that, swinging back to is Brett Brown going to be their coach? He should be. He might get fired, but he shouldn't be fired, because it's not his fault that the two big men that they put behind Joel Embiid was Greg Monroe and Boban. You know who's really fun in the regular season and fun to watch? Boban. You know who's unplayable in the playoffs? Boban. Like, they just did not give him a roster to help him succeed. They had a great five-man rotation, then James Ennis and Mike Scott, and then after that, it was like, good luck. Good luck.
Yeah, and in terms of watching that game, I can't point to a single decision that Brown made that I go, that cost his team.
Right. The only thing that I think that he can be criticized for fairly last night was that he just kind of let the offense do random things. It looked like that they never had a set plan in place, and it did turn into some hero ball, specifically with Jimmy Butler. And, hey, sometimes it works out. We saw that they had a chance to win the game, but then you had Kawhi Leonard just go supernova on everybody last night. It was an unbelievable performance by Kawhi. We'll get to that a little bit later, but I don't think Brett Brown deserves to be fired. He went through so much with this franchise. He finally got some toys to play with. He's made it far in the playoffs two seasons in a row. I think that this team is one or two guys away from breaking through. Ben, to be honest, just has to start shooting jumpers. If he just shoots three a game, it just causes some more spacing we saw. I mean, look at the Raptors. Marcus Gasol was not a great three-point shooter in this entire series, but him shooting the ball every once in a while made Joel step out to him, which created space in the paint for Kawhi, and he got some buckets from that. That is what the Sixers need Ben Simmons to do.
We will, of course, get back into the playoffs at the bottom part of the next hour. That will be when Connor reveals his Kawhi Leonard take that you are not going to want to miss. Unicorn Cash coming up next, top of the hour. Jason Smith will join us as well next segment when we come back right here on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Ask Alexa or Google to play 92.9 ESPN. WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis. A Radio.com sports station. This is 92.9 FM ESPN.
Hi, this is Lauren Choate with Choate's Air Conditioning, Heating, and Plumbing. Choate's has been serving the Mid-South for over 60 years, and we want to say thank you to our customers. Without your referrals and repeated business, we would not be in business as long as we have been. We promise to continue to run our company with dignity and quality service that we have for all these years. Those who do not use us, we invite you to take advantage of our $60 spring AC tune-up, which includes washing out the dirt in your condenser coils, checking your refrigerant pressures, checking your electrical components, and replacing customer-provided filters. Keeping your AC system maintained can reduce your heating and cooling utility bills by as much as 30% and also help reduce unwanted breakdowns by as much as 80%. Just like maintaining your vehicle, your HVAC system needs to be serviced routinely to work at its best. Call Choate's today at 347-8086 or visit our website.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.